Hello and welcome to the third episode of You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we watch and discuss every single episode of the CW show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I'm your host, Angie, and I've seen every single episode of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
And I'm co-host Mike, and I've seen three.
Just a reminder, we are spoiler-free because Mike has never seen the show before, and nobody wants to spoil Mike.
No.
I want to do just a little bit of quick housekeeping. Last week, I put it in the show notes, but I just want to reiterate that any talking about, like, legal definitions or procedures, they're just for entertainment purposes. Don't take legal advice from a podcast. Don't do that.
Bad idea.
It's not going to end well. All right, so this week we are reviewing I Hope Josh Comes to My Party, which is the third episode of the show, like we said. It was written by Rachel Bloom and Aline Brosh McKenna, again, and directed by Tamara Davis.
I kind of hope Josh comes to my party.
He's not coming to your party, Mike.
I have to have a party first.
You would have to have a party.
If I do have a party, he's invited.
Josh is a very good party guest, I must say.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. So we open this episode.
Before we start, I have an announcement.
You have an announcement to make.
I am officially a fan of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. And of Rachel Bloom. I love them. I just wanted to make sure that was public.
Okay. Fantastic. No, that's awesome.
No, really. She's funny. I read her Wikipedia. Watched a couple of her old music videos.
Oh, you saw some old music videos? Did you watch Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury?
I actually listened to that before. Like, I listened to that video. I had no idea it was the same person as I'm watching now. And Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, but yeah, I watched that, and then, and I also did the, You Can Touch My Boobs, I thought that was pretty funny, but yeah, the Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury is awesome. Lady Boss.
Lady Boss is amazing. Okay, alright. So, let's get into the episode. We open with, Rebecca shoving chicken into the garbage disposal. Presumably to clog it on purpose so that she can call Josh and have him come over and fix it for her.
Yeah, I thought for a second there she's actually trying to dispose of the chicken. I was like, that's not how you do it. It's not going to work. You can't put that much in there.
But yeah, so Josh comes over and she gives like this really rambling, like not very convincing explanation about why she called Josh instead of a repairman.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then White Josh is here.
The buffer. Yeah, Josh was good at making lanyards, so obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Would be good on clogging the chain too.
Yeah, those skills are related, actually. A lot of people don't know that. White Josh is there as the buffer, and because Valencia is still mad for some reason.
Fucking.
I don't know why she'd be mad that somebody who stuck her tongue down her throat and also used to date her boyfriend and lied to her about it would be hanging out with her boyfriend. I don't understand why she'd be mad about that.
Crazy.
So possessive, Valencia. But
so I feel like White Josh does something that's kind of a classic guy thing, which is to make something needlessly technical to act like he knows something. Like, you sure it's not a obstruction or a backup? Maybe a stoppage? Shirts clog.
I never noticed guys do that before.
Oh, really?
No, but
maybe it's just me.
But no, I think you're right. Now that I'm looking back on my life.
Now, I try not to do that, but I notice it from like IT guys particularly. Like they make sure to throw out the vocabulary just to really like show that they know what they're talking about.
Like, yeah. Okay, yeah, no, I'm picking up what you're throwing down. And, like, did you notice that Rebecca is, like, really mean to White Josh?
Oh, yeah. He doesn't seem to notice, but...
Yeah, no, or, like, he's at least, like, really nice about it.
Yeah.
She's super-duper mean to him. Because, I mean, he fixes the disposal pretty quickly, which I guess is just pulling the chicken out of it. I don't know. I don't know how to... I've never stuck chicken down a garbage disposal
before. We should note that White Josh does kind of call her on her bullshit there, too.
He does a little bit, yeah.
Kind of exposes her her fake reasons, which has got to be uncomfortable. But,
yeah. But, like, I feel like she's unnecessarily mean to him.
Oh, yeah.
And
says no one wants to see his shirtless body.
I feel like some people do want to see his shirtless body.
There's definitely a couple people that want to see that.
There's at least seven.
Not Rachel, obviously. Rebecca. Not Rebecca, obviously.
Yeah, no, not Rebecca, apparently.
Although, doesn't she say in this very scene, maybe I'm getting my scenes mixed up, but that she wants to meet, like, hot single guys or something?
Yeah, she's on the lookout for hot single guys, which is, like, her excuse for why Valencia shouldn't be mad, because she's looking for hot single guys, not guys who already have girlfriends.
Yeah, and I think White Josh might qualify to some people anyways. Or maybe you can correct me, I don't really have a good sense for that, but he's at least fit.
He's an attractive, relatively symmetrical, human-shaped person. I think he's cute. Sorry, Eric.
He's gonna be shocked.
He's gonna be so
someone else attractive. It's impossible.
He's gonna be so mad. He's gonna be so mad. Not really. What he's gonna do is he's going to mockingly, like, pretend angry, cross his arms, and, like, pretend mad stare at me when he hears this part. That's what he's gonna do. And it's gonna be adorable.
We'll get that update next week.
Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll let you know. And if he doesn't, it's because he stopped listening to the podcast, and, you know, I'll be heartbroken.
So Rebecca kind of lies about having the day off.
Well, it's weekend Tuesday.
Weekend Tuesday. Which means she gets to be home on a Tuesday. Well, nope. Not really, but that's what she's saying to Josh.
Yeah. Josh does not buy that it's weekend Tuesday because it's confusing.
First of all, I love the idea of being off on a Tuesday. Most people, like, when they have a PTO day, they're going to take it on a Friday or a Monday, make it a long weekend. I think that's a waste. I'd rather have, like, a midweek day off and have, like, an extra whole weekend, like a weekend Tuesday or Wednesday or something. I think it's much better than the long weekend. Try it.
So anyways, Josh does not buy weekend Tuesday at all. He's like, nah, we gotta go. Bye.
He was really in a hurry to get out of there, too.
Yeah, he was. Like, this woman is lying to me about some ridiculous concept about weekend Tuesday, and there's no possible way in the world that weekend Tuesday is a thing.
Yeah. He knows what's going on.
Yep.
He's too polite to say it, but he knows.
So Rebecca calls into work using lady issues as an excuse.
Exploding uterus.
And I just wrote for that part, men are dumb. Ovaries don't eke out into fallopian tubes, in case you're wondering.
Like, there's no condition where that happens?
I guess I'm not a doctor. Maybe there is, but you probably wouldn't be able to feel it in a way that you could diagnose it yourself.
You'd be in the ER and then be x-raying you or something. That would hurt, I would think.
Yeah, go to a doctor if you're experiencing pain.
We don't give medical advice on this show, just like legal advice.
We don't give any kind of advice on this show. Do not get advice from this show.
Again, bad idea.
Bad idea. Anyways, Paula goes to check on her because she doesn't buy the exploding uterus story.
She totally knows it's chanitis.
Yeah, she knows it's chanitis. Can I just say that Paula's outfit is amazing here?
I don't remember what it was.
Oh, it's this really cute, sort of low cut, but not like in a slutty way.
How much boob is too much boob?
How much boob is too much boob? Nobody knows. Nobody knows, Mike. Nobody knows. Like, really cute, like, black dress with, like, three-quarter sleeves, and she's got this amazing, like, black belt, like, thick, wide black belt with, like, red floral embroidery on it, but she's wearing this cherry necklace, and I don't know how I feel about it. Every time I watch, like, because I watch this show,
like,
yeah, like the fruit, because I watch each episode, like, six or seven times getting ready for this podcast, and, like, every time I watch it, I'm either like, yes, that cherry necklace is perfect, I love it. But then, like, the next time I'm like, what are you doing with the cherry necklace, Paula? Why is this? Why are you doing this? I think I'm going to post a Twitter poll.
Cherry necklace, up or down?
Cherry necklace, yes, it's perfect.
I'd
or
see a picture or something. Why
are you doing it, Paula? I don't know how I feel about the cherry necklace.
Well, when Paula confronts her, Rebecca says she didn't move here for Josh, remember? She moved here for something or other, but she says, pretzels. She moved here for pretzels.
Everyone was wondering if you were going to catch the pretzel shell pack.
I did a little fist pump. I was excited. And I wrote it in my notes. Pretzels! Exclamation mark. So this is the second time the pretzels came up, if I'm not mistaken, where she rides on a pretzel and she says she came here for pretzels.
I mean, it's the third time the pretzels came up.
What did I miss?
Before she, like, came down on a pretzel, like, there was, like, an actual pretzel where she says, so I've never seen... Though? Yeah, same song.
Okay. So she mentions a pretzel, then she rides the pretzel.
Yep.
Okay.
And that but is the pretzel timeline.
Three pretzel mentions in three episodes. This is definitely going to turn into a theme, and we got the pretzel people. I can't wait for this to be expanded upon in future episodes.
At the end of season one, I want a 3-page essay on your
pretzel means.
On what the pretzel means on my desk.
Pretzel means happiness. Maybe. We'll have to wait and see.
No spoilers, Mike. No spoilers. We're spoiler free.
I don't know what happens.
I know. I can't spoil though.
Oh, you can't spoil.
Yeah, I can't tell you.
I can pretend to spoil, and if I'm right, I'll sound smart. If I'm wrong. Then just forget about that.
Then the rest of us will do a happy dance and laugh at you and never let you forget it. I mean, maybe that's just me. Maybe I'm just petty like that. Yeah, pretzel callback. There is, like, actually, like, after the pretzel callback, there's, like, this little tiny moment of hope. Like, maybe Rebecca's gonna admit that she's there for Josh when she's just like, fine, okay, I'll admit it. And then she says, I want to be his friend. Like, and, like, Paul's just like, God damn it. God damn it. But Paula has an idea for how Rebecca can see Josh without Valencia getting mad. Throw a big party!
Yeah.
Which seems like a good idea on its surface, but Rebecca does not throw parties. And she starts to tell Paula why, and Paula's like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, she makes up reasons, stuffing your bra or perioding on something.
And Paula's perioded on an ultra suede settee in, like, the 80s. And, like,
they used to contact aliens?
No. It's like a piece of furniture that you sit on. And she started the sweater around the waist trend.
And I will say that she also then proceeded to make out with someone at the party, which is one more piece of evidence of foreshadowing towards my prediction in previous episodes of the period sex thing. So, I'm just going to throw in a couple extra chips on that.
Oh, extra chips? How many chips do you have?
Because I want.
As you want? What happens? Wait, if you have as many as you want, how is you losing chips any sort of punishment for being wrong?
Because then they're... And then I lost the chips.
Or... Yeah, but you already have, like, as many as you want. Like, you can just get more chips
then. But if I wanted a chip and then I lose it, that's bad.
Yeah, but then you can just want another chip and the other chip will be there.
Also,
what is the benefit to you being right if you have as many chips as you want?
Then I can double down on the next one.
But you already have as many chips as you want.
Yeah, but I feel more comfortable getting more chips if I had already won some.
Alright, I still don't understand the chip economy.
So Rebecca finally kind of shares her story of why she does not like throwing parties.
Oh, poor baby Bex.
Flashback to kid Rebecca party. Their parents are fighting while her friends are kind of on the couch.
She invited every single person in her class, apparently, and only 3 people came. But, you know, Baby Bex is kind of a dork. I've been calling her Baby Bex in my notes, okay. So I'm choosing to just roll with it. That's her name now. She makes a little corny temperature joke, and I kind of love her for it.
Yeah, I relate a lot to Rebecca now. But because of her jokes that never land, like, it's kind of a theme with her. She'll say something and just no one gets it. And I feel like that happens to me all the time in real life. Probably on this podcast too, but I can't tell if you guys get it or not. Can't hear you laugh. And the party thing. I'm, like, terrified of throwing parties for the same reason. Well, not the same reason. I don't think my dad's going to walk out on me. But for the reason that I think no one's going to show up and I'll feel horrible.
Yeah, and then her parents fight, like... It's pretty obvious that they're fighting before that, but, like, the first thing that we can hear is her mom, like, we can barely make out her mom saying, keep your voice down, she's throwing a party. Like, the thing that we really, really hear is her dad saying, you call that a party? You can't even throw her a decent party. And
just three loser friends or something like that.
Yeah. And then he, like, walks out, like, leaving, like, poor little baby Bex to think, like, her dad walked out on her family because she couldn't get enough people at her party. Poor little baby Bex.
I was very sad at this point. I felt for her.
Yeah, that was awful.
You know, I imagine, like, my kids and, like, walking out on them, it just makes me want to cry. And I just, it hit me on that one. I was sad on the scene.
Yeah, that's, Rebecca's dad is a dick. I wrote that in my notes, too. But Paula also feels just as bad for, you know, for little baby Bex.
Or little Bex.
Well, for Big Bex.
Same person,
I guess. Same person, I guess. That's how time works, apparently. But she wants, you know, Rebecca to face her fears because, you know, Paula's afraid every day.
Apparently her kids have swords and they're going to get into a gang. And
but hopefully, you know, a really good gang. And her husband's barbershop quartet. Their name is the West Brovinas. Oh, Paula. Poor, poor Paula. I just want to hug her.
I listen to that every day.
Yeah. But then...
It's, you know, it's better than me, because I'll sing just kind of for fun, but I have no voice at all, so it doesn't even sound decent. At least it's a step up. At least he's in tune.
I guess. But, like, do you sing to avoid conversations with your wife in which she's mad at you for throwing away a tablecloth?
No, I don't use it passive-aggressively. It's just when I'm happy.
Yeah, see? That's a little different. So then we get like, the first song with Paula as, like, the lead in the whole episode. Man. And Donalyn Champlin, the actress who plays Paula, is amazing.
Is that her really singing?
Yeah, that's her really singing.
Wow, she has such a great voice.
Yeah.
Not for sure they get, like, a professional singer and just dubbed it over.
No, that's her. And in the song, like, she gives, like, really terrible advice. Like, but, like, terrible advice can sound really convincing if it's sung soulfully.
Yeah.
Especially with a children's choir backing you. Like, oh, yeah, maybe this is a good idea. Those small children with scissors seem to think it's a good idea.
Yeah. It is sort of a good idea, the basic premise of it.
Well, facing your fears is a good idea. Not leaving a burning building is a bad idea.
Touching a bear.
Touching a bear, that's a horrible idea. Wiping back to front, don't do that, ladies.
Oh, is that one of them? I missed that one.
Yeah, don't do that. That's a bad idea.
Are you giving more medical advice?
I mean, it's not, I guess. Don't take your medical advice from a podcast, but also don't wipe back to front.
I'll wipe how I want.
Okay, well then you're going to get fecal matter in your vagina.
Yeah, that's what's been going on.
sorry, Mom. Also, don't literally touch a star. Stars actually are that hot. But yeah, so after the song, Rebecca's like, you know what? Okay, let's throw a party.
She runs it through the logic processor and yeah, decides to go for it.
Decides to go for it because obviously her dad can't walk out on her again, right?
Right.
Put a pin in that because I want to come back to that later in the episode.
Back at the office. Weekend Tuesday, which shows it's still the same day, so apparently her uterus falling out didn't prevent her from coming back to work.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't think...
Unless it's the next Tuesday, but it can't be that far.
No, it's the same... They're wearing the same outfits. The thing is that I don't think Daryl understands how, like, lady parts work, so... He said her uterus exploded, but, like, what she actually said on the phone was, my ovaries are eking out into my fallopian tubes. So maybe he thought, like, well, I guess the problem fixed itself or something.
Fell back and forth.
Just, yeah.
So it didn't explode, it more leaked.
Yeah, more of a leak, and also not a real thing that can happen, I don't think.
I'm gonna look it up.
Don't, again, we are not doctors. and getting medical advice from us is stupid. Except seriously, don't wipe back to front.
Put that as this episode's title, I think. Okay. So we can Tuesday, everyone has drinks, which look alcoholic. I don't know if they really are.
Yeah. So, yeah, Weekend Tuesday is apparently a real thing, and it seems to mean, like, drinking at work and not working very hard.
Yeah, because Daryl tries to tell people that they're working on the case. It's like, Weekend Tuesday, Daryl!
And he's like, damn it!
Should have thought this through.
Now I've got Paula and Rebecca planning a party on company time.
This is a really short scene, so I think that's the end of it then, right?
Yeah, that's it. That's all of it. Then we're at Paula's house, and her son Brendan is a psycho. Ladies, do not date a man with a sword. I do not allow swords in my house. At all. Men with swords are fucking psychos.
I kind of really want a sword, though. I don't have one. Maybe I'm not a psycho, but what if I want one? Does it still make me a psycho?
I mean,
maybe if I pull the trigger on that.
A little bit. You should probably talk to somebody if you want a sword. Shout out to the Black Eye Tips who for enlightening me to the dangers of swords.
That's one of my favorite parts of that show, is the sword part.
Yeah, I don't allow swords in my house. If you date a man and you find out he has a sword, get out. Get out. Anyways, her son Brendan is a psycho with a sword.
Yeah, at the kitchen table. No good can come from it.
Nope.
I don't know who's wiping it with a cloth. I don't know if that was a...
And cleaning the sword? Why does the sword need to be cleaned?
Yeah, what was he doing with the sword?
Why
was it being cleaned?
Why was it dirty? That's what I want to know.
I was trying to figure out, is that like a sharpening rag? If that's a real thing? I feel like maybe it is. I know he had sharpening stones. Yeah, but I feel like maybe there's rags that do that too. He might be sharpening the thing because he needs it sharp.
I feel like it's just cleaning.
Or just cleaning it after whatever.
We know a lot about swords. Don't take your sword advice from this podcast.
I don't yet have a sword. I'll get one and I'll tell you all about it.
And we will stop doing this podcast at that point because I will not be in a house with a sword. No. We need to stop the sword violence epidemic.
This guy comes walking in humming.
Like not just humming, like bum 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 bumming, like loudly.
See, I didn't know that we were going to get to meet Paula's family. I'm kind of happy that we get to see a little more of that.
Yeah, it's really fantastic that, like, Paula's, like, a full character. Like,
worried that she wouldn't be.
On lesser quality shows, people who are Paula's age, who have, the average American woman's body, like Paula does, they are not full people, they don't have full lives, they don't have full motivations, they're there, like, a lot of times they don't even have, like, actual names. Paula gets to have, like, a full life, and it's really cool. This is a great show. I love this show, you guys.
It's awesome, by the way.
But
I wasn't sure how I'd feel about the music, but I really like it, though. Yeah, Rachel does such a good job.
Yay!
So Tommy comes walking in, and we learn that he's having some school troubles, and the principal is mad at him, and he has, like, every condition there is.
Yeah, he has every condition there is. Paula tries giving Tommy the same advice of, like, face your fears. And she also says run with scissors. And Tommy and Brendan are both like, what? Because
the kid with the sword is saying it. it's really bad.
He has a pretty high threshold for bad ideas before we move on, I just want to say Scott is useless. Just completely useless.
Scott the husband, right?
Yeah, Scott the husband. He's useless.
He's going to compete really well at singing.
But, you threw out a tablecloth that obviously had meaning to your wife and you didn't even apologize for it. Like, what the hell, Scott? What the hell?
Yeah, he's clearly trying to.
Yeah, not cool. But Paula's advice is less effective on people who don't contextualize it into a soulful song with children backup singers.
No. She should have brought them.
She should have brought them. Why didn't she bring them? She should just hire them to follow her around all day.
Leave that in the podcast.
All right. Moving on.
Back at the office again. Rebecca has made a flyer.
She's made
for the party.
She's made flyers, and she is dressed super cute.
What's she wearing?
She is wearing this really pretty, like, blue and yellow floral dress. It's got, like, this really pretty, like, V-neck, and it's, like, fitted at the waist, and then it flares out. It's really super cute. And later, like, she's wearing it without the sweater, but she has a sweater on in this scene. And I feel like Daryl keeps Whitefeather, like, really fucking cold. Because at work, Rebecca almost always has a jacket on.
I have noticed that, too.
Yeah. I feel like...
Maybe it just she thinks it looks professional.
Maybe. It does, but she was wearing a jacket that was not her peak blazer game, like, usually. Like, it usually is. Usually her blazer game is on point.
What's Whitefeather wearing? Is he wearing a lot of clothes? Like suits?
He's wearing a suit and a tie, but he was wearing a Hawaiian shirt on Weekend Tuesday, and Rebecca was wearing a blazer on Weekend Tuesday.
Right. That is not warm clothing.
That is not warm clothing. So I feel like Daryl keeps it really cold in there.
The insight you guys are getting in the show is just irrelevant. Really, really deep.
Yeah. So that's...
You thought this was just going to be a fluff piece. No, we're going deep.
Vital to your enjoyment of the show.
You're going
to
learn temperature.
You are going to understand. You're going to
learn medical advice and legal advice.
No, you're not going to learn the last two things.
We do get fashion tips from Rebecca mostly.
Yeah.
But also Paula.
Also Paula. anyways, Rebecca made flyers.
Yeah, drew a picture of her house that's on fire.
Yeah.
It looks like they're baking in an oven or something.
Well, it's... Rebecca's logic is it's a housewarming party. So how else can you show that? How else can you show a warm house? Like...
It's on fire? That's the only thing I can think of that's hot.
That's it. That is it. That's the only way to do it.
So then Rebecca and Paula kind of talk about who they're going to invite, and they're going to go to her... Was it her spin class and her... Neighbors, and I think that's all. Did they mention anyone else they're going to try to invite? I don't think
no. Rebecca winds
up. You know people.
And she's like, oh, yeah, sure. This isn't going to be like seventh grade at all.
Definitely has friends.
And that's what we go to.
Song two.
Song number two. I definitely have friends.
I've given myself this pep talk when trying to convince myself to have people over. People will come. They really will. If I just invite people, they'll come.
If you invite me, Mike, I'll show up.
I always make a point of always, whenever I can, to show up to anyone's party if people invite me, because I like, oh, what if they throw a party and no one comes? They're going to feel so terrible. And that's how my big fear, so I always make sure to go to other people's parties. Even if I don't really want to, I'll just go.
Aw, that's so nice. That's really nice, Mike. Hanging out with people you don't even like.
Usually I like the people. Sometimes I don't know if I feel like going to a party or it's going to be, I don't know the people. I don't know. I'll have some reason why I'm thinking like being reluctant. But it always turns up. I always enjoy myself. Even if I don't really want to go.
Yeah. You hear that, everyone that's ever invited Mike to a party? He didn't really want to go to your party.
It only happens occasionally. You'll never know the truth.
But yeah, your party
also,
specifically.
Also, don't invite me to random parties on Twitter. I don't know how far I can travel. That's going to happen now. I'm just going to get a party. One of our 19 followers is going to invite me.
And you're going to have to go to Saskatchewan.
Better be at least real if I show up in Saskatchewan.
You better set like a mile radius for like the Twin City metro area or something at least.
Yeah, if it's like an hour drive. Or less, they'll go.
All right.
Unless you pay him a plane ticket or something. Who's gonna do that? In fact, you probably should do that. That'd be kind of great. So, anyways, Rebecca definitely has friends, and little Bex, baby Bex also baby Bex. definitely has friends too.
Did you notice they both had pizza thrown at them?
Yeah.
And they were both really good at dodging pizza.
Yeah, they were ready for that. I think it happens.
Like a lot. That's not a skill you just.
All their like weirdo friends, like was it mustache lady and girl?
Girl with mustache, boy with port wine stain, grocery clerk with half an eyelid.
And they're all just handing out flyers. The little one had flyers too, didn't she?
Yep. And people were just like throwing them away. Like if you watched in the background, like people were like taking her flyer and then crumpling it up. It was really sad.
Is the party that little Beck's inviting to, is that her like boy band party?
Or... Yeah. Okay. Yep.
This is like a pre-scene to the last.
Yeah.
Little Bex. She was so happy at that pre-scene.
Poor little baby Bex. Oh, now I'm sad.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, so after that song, we go to home base. Before Rebecca walks in, she like fluffs up her boobs.
I missed that.
Like you missed her fluffing up her boobs?
I was probably looking at them. I didn't really like notice what she was doing, like that she was like prepping them for anything.
Yeah, no, she fluffed them up.
That makes sure they look good. Josh is gonna be in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure every time you hang out with your friends, you fluff your boobs, so your friends can enjoy your boobs.
I mean, generally no, but.
Anyways, for friend Josh.
Yes, super friend Josh.
And she goes in there and sees Greg, you know, tending bar.
And they, like, mean flirt with each other.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Greg is not happy with her too much after the last two interactions.
And you know, Greg's not wrong.
Oh, no, definitely not wrong.
And, like,
Rebecca... Yeah, she's just using him all over the place.
Yeah, and, like, Rebecca, like, apologizes, but it's, like, the least sincere apology ever.
I was thinking about apologizing, but I just didn't.
So, whatever, I'm sorry. And
and Greg does some boob shaming here, too, I noticed.
Yeah, he did sort of boob shame her, which... Come on, Greg, I was on your side.
Yeah, he kind of goes back and forth for me.
Yeah.
I think this is the second time he boob-shamed her. Like, he did that in the grocery store, too, when they met.
Yeah. No, this is the third time, because, like, in Spiders, questionable plurality / possessiveness, he was like, how many bras are you wearing?
Right. So he really is not, like, into her. Like, it's weird.
I don't know
what the motivation is. He's just kind of...
I feel like he, like...
Maybe he notices and he doesn't know how to, like... Can't really be complimenting about that either. Hey, Rebecca, nice boobs.
I mean, but like...
So he's probably thinking and he doesn't know what to say. He's like, I can't, like, say your boobs are hot, but I can say, like, something mean, I guess, and get away with it.
Yeah, you know what else he could say?
It's like girls or boys in school who are mean to the girls are like...
Yeah, but, like, you know what else you can always say? Like, what, you know what else is always an option?
What's that?
Nothing. You could just not comment on her boobs.
Yeah.
Like, that's always...
That's probably the correct response here.
I'm just saying, like, sometimes you don't have to have a hot take on everything. Like, maybe somebody's boobs are their boobs, and you just don't have to, like, talk about them if you don't know what to say about them.
Yeah, not like his opinion really matters here.
Yeah. Like, I mean, unless somebody's, like, offering to let you, like, enjoy them.
What do you think of these?
Yeah, like, if somebody says that, then you can comment.
Or you could just say something generic, like, hey, you look nice today, Rebecca.
Yeah.
You don't have to really focus in on the parts.
you don't have to do that. You can just say nothing. It's fine.
And it's not like that shirt was really bad. I mean, I think it was an unnecessary comment there.
Yeah. That was...
Well, not that it would ever be necessary, but I think it was particularly unnecessary.
Yeah, she's wearing a t-shirt. Like a shirt,
yeah. I'm sorry, she has boobs.
That's just like the way her body is.
It's a thing that I noticed from other girls I've talked to, that big boob girls kind of get that. Like, they can't, like, not offend people with their boobs. It's just, there's no avoiding it. You have them, and they're going to upset people.
Yeah. People have boobs. Let it go. Quit being dicks about it.
Yeah, moving on from boobs.
Moving on from boobs. How do we get out of talking about boobs?
Yeah.
So anyways, Rebecca invites Greg to the party, and, like, he's like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Rebecca's like, but you're like one of my best friends here.
Liar.
And,
actually, maybe not.
Maybe not, but like really sad, if true. And like, Greg's like, no, absolutely not. I'm not going to your party. And like, Rebecca's like, goes into like this really elaborate olive metaphor about offering him an olive branch and like him making tapenade out of the olives. And then
tapenade, like the olive thing?
Yeah, it's like a thing made up of chopped up olives and you put it on bread. And if you, I don't know, I don't like olives, so I don't ever eat it.
Saying smart things again. Loses me there.
Yeah, well. Yeah, no, it's a thing made out of olives. I don't like olives, so anytime it's offered, I'm like, no, thank you. So just I don't have any more. I mean, like at parties, we'll have a tapenade. Okay. Usually with other bread toppings, hopefully. But anyways, she abandons her olive metaphor halfway through. Because Josh is there, and she actually says, never mind, I don't care anymore.
Which is honest.
Which is honest and super subtle, Rebecca. Super subtle. You definitely just want to be Josh's friend.
Yeah, validates how Greg is feeling at this moment, though. Yeah, does not want to go to a party, and probably for good reason.
Yeah.
She approves here. But Josh says yes.
Yeah, Josh is, like, super stoked about it.
And she's, like, super excited for a second until she, you know, acts cool.
Yeah, and then she, like, says to Greg, see, this is how a human being responds to being invited to a party. And he's like, you're not a human being. And then Rebecca says that they have, like, a Sam and Diane thing going, except it's unpleasant and unsexy. To which I say, so it's exactly like Sam and Diane.
Ooh.
Boom.
Never seen Cheers?
Never seen Cheers?
Oh, I've seen, like, an episode of Cheers, or, like, maybe a couple, like, a handful, or just parts until I get bored and change the channel, but, you know, but I've never really watched it much. But I do know the reference, at least. But so it was unsexy, though.
I'm not a fan of that kind of sitcom relationship, where it's like, oh, we're just really mean to each other all the time, and I don't like it. But we're mean to each other because we totally want to do each other. But just be nice to each other, man, guys. Be nice. Be nice to the people you're interested in romantically.
Seems simple.
It does, doesn't it?
That's not Greg's approach, so maybe she was, you know, good analogy.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what Greg is nice sometimes. He flips back and forth a lot.
Yeah. Oh,
so then, Greg. The next scene, Rebecca is inviting her neighbor to the party.
Yay, it's Heather! Heather's on the show.
So we finally meet the. So she's gonna be a regular character apparently. She's in the intro. She must be.
Yeah. Yep. Or if she just was weirdly included because they just don't have enough people to make.
Dance. I mean, one and two on each side of her for the dance.
Yeah.
Got to be someone.
There was no fourth person.
Yeah, so she's kind of, they call her cool, I guess.
Yeah, Heather's pretty cool. I think Heather's cool.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an opinion on that yet. What'd you say, got cool hair?
Yeah. We found out here that when Rebecca moved in, she apparently made croissants for all of her neighbors. That seems like a lot of work.
Are croissants a lot of work? Don't you just, like, put them in the oven like a muffin or something?
Not if you're making them from scratch.
Well, she didn't say from scratch, did she? I mean, you get a roll and you just, like, put them in the oven. Tin can, right?
Oh. You still have to roll those up. Even those are, like, some work. I feel like Rebecca made croissants from scratch, though.
Probably. What else is she going to do?
Like, she definitely wouldn't have brought it up if she just popped open a can.
Yeah. She's trying to impress people. But in this neighborhood, people don't like each other.
Apparently, they don't like each other. Heather's like, yeah, that guy next door might be a stack of cats in a jumpsuit, for all I know. Which sounds delightful.
I don't want to see that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want them to come to my party.
Yeah, let's go invite the stack of cats guy.
cat party.
Yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't really, she's not interested in, like, hanging out, partying with Rebecca, but she decides that Rebecca's really weird and she wants to, like, watch her.
Yeah, to observe her for her abnormal psych class. She's kind of creepy, Heather.
Yeah, that is a little creepy. I was thinking that, too.
Yeah. But then we go back to Rebecca's house, and Paula got all the party themes.
It's like an every theme party.
It's an every theme party. And Rebecca's party outfit is super cute. It's like the perfect balance of, like, casual but festive.
Can't picture it.
It's...
We need to bring pictures to this so I can see what you're talking about.
It's like this really cute, like, V-neck, sort of draped, sort of chiffon blouse with, like, sparkles on it.
Chevron?
Chiffon! It's like a lightweight, semi-sheer fabric. And then it's, like, over, like, in this case, over another thing. So that it's not see-through, but it's really cute.
I'm getting a picture.
And it's got, like, sparkles all over it. She looks really cute.
Okay.
Party outfit game on point, Rebecca. Rebecca goes through the guest list and Paula's all mad that Daryl's invited.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, poor Daryl.
Rebecca also doesn't have people, so she needs people.
Yeah, and you know what? Like, Daryl, you know, has some boundary issues, but he's generally a nice guy. It's not like he's, like, an asshole. Poor Daryl.
He just is, I think his whole world is this, like, work. And so he feels super involved with everything that happens there, even if he's technically not really involved, like, with Paula and Rebecca's relationships. So he's, like, super excited about it, but really, get away, Daryl. So she's upset about Daryl. And then Paula gets a text that she's got to go to the school to help Tommy out. There's trouble at school with Tommy. And then she boops Rebecca. On the way out.
She booped her?
Booped her.
I did not catch the boop.
Yeah, she booped her on the head.
Oh.
It said boop.
I missed it. All 7 times that I watched this. Because I noticed that, you know, Rebecca's like, no, you can't leave. The party starts in an hour. You can't leave for You can't leave for some stupid child thing.
And Rebecca being mean to Paula again, like last episode.
She did apologize, like, immediately. Like, she, like, was like, oh, shit, that was stupid, I'm sorry.
Spoiler alert, she makes up for it a little bit later in the episode.
Yeah. I don't think we need to spoiler alert.
They're not watching it, while we're talking right now.
I hope. What
if they just, like, stop scene for scene? Scene of show, listen to us talk about it. Scene of show, I might have just ruined the end of the show for someone.
I feel like if you're listening to a podcast that way... You are on all the drugs. And you should just expect to have things spoiled for you.
I think
sorry.
That could be kind of fun. I don't think someone should do it.
Well, they're going to get the episode spoiled for them. Tell my mom. Mom, you just told my mom.
You're going to listen to me.
Mom, do what Mike just said.
He really means it too.
No, I don't.
I'm telling her face right now that she does. Totally sincere looking.
Mom, watch the show however you want.
No.
Don't take watching advice from Mike.
That's the one kind of advice that people should take in this show.
Damn it.
The watching advice.
Right.
That's basically what the show is watch the show. It's like the one piece of advice, it's like... I'm sure it's in the description of the show. Like, I have to admit, I didn't read it. But it must say, watch the show, doesn't it? Like, this is a good show, at least?
I
reference the show in a positive way?
Yeah. I mean, it says that we watch the show. I guess it doesn't give any recommendation about whether other people should watch the show or not.
We gotta add, along with our disclaimers, we should add a claimer. And our claimer is, watch the show.
Alright, come to us for your watching advice. Except don't just listen to this podcast and then watch a scene and then listen to this podcast and then watch a scene and then listen to the podcast and watch a scene.
Well, you can do that if you want. Don't tell them they can't or shouldn't.
I mean, if you do that, you're going to risk getting spoiled for later in the episode because you're a weirdo.
Spoiler alert.
Okay, spoiler alert. What are we even spoiler alerting?
that Rebecca is nice to Paula later.
Oh, okay.
And this is like the first time. I'll talk about that later.
All right.
don't want to too much of a spoiler. A little spoiler.
Baby spoiler. More like a
teaser.
Teaser alert. Wait. Do we have to give alerts for those?
They're kind of like a spoiler. Just... All right, anyways. I think this has gone on long enough. Tommy.
This is going to be a monster to edit.
You can leave that all in.
Okay.
Tommy is in trouble for stealing a test.
Oh, he stole a test.
And the principal is threatening to get him transferred.
But before we do that, I just want to say, like, Tommy said he was facing his fear. Like, you said I should face my fear, and I was afraid of getting a bad grade on the test. And Paul's like, well, why weren't you afraid of getting caught? And he was like, well, I was, but I overcame that fear.
Smart kid.
Smart kid. But yeah, like you said, the principal is, like, super mean and scary and wants to send Tommy to another school, and it's over an hour away. The school that he wants to send Tommy to. And there's a transfer hearing on Monday. The principal's a dick.
So now Paul leaves and I guess brings Tommy with her.
Yeah. The grocery clerk with half an eyelid is the first person to arrive at the party. And
back at the apartment, by the way.
Yeah, back at the apartment now. And he brought celery that's about to expire from the store as a gift, and he's mad that the house isn't actually on fire.
See, it was deceiving.
It was. I feel like maybe context clues would have said, we're not literally going to burn this house down because I want to live in the house.
Yeah, that would not be productive.
No.
So Rebecca's party sucks.
Yeah.
They got Clerk with half an eye, Daryl, and pizza guy, right?
Yeah. I think he's a pizza guy. I guess it's never...
pizza box.
Was he holding a pizza box?
It was something that looked like a pizza box. I don't know if they ever said, but it was like... looked like a Domino's, like, bag that was shaped in a... you know, like a pizza-shaped box.
Alright, well... ooh, was he maybe just delivering pizza and decided to stay because it was, like, his last delivery?
Totally could be true. but the neighbor's there too.
But yeah.
Just sitting off to the side, or not sitting, she's standing off to the side with a notepad, kind of.
And taking pictures.
Notes. Oh, pictures and notes.
Yeah. Pictures and notes. And we find out here a little bit more about Mrs. Hernandez for you.
Like, yeah, exactly. So now she does cool.
She does parkour.
Parkour, yeah.
Parkour. Hardcore parkour.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I don't know if she could jump so high.
But yeah, Rebecca's flipping out because, like, Josh is gonna be here in, like, 20 minutes, and...
party sucks.
And her party sucks, and Josh is gonna think that she's a loser now, and he's gonna walk out on her forever, just like her dad. No. Because, like, Josh is a replacement for her dad. but Paula is gonna get some people here, goddammit. Her advice works.
I guess I would still have fun at this party because I would be there if I were in her town because I would have taken the flyer and gone. And I would have talked to these guys.
Yeah.
I would enjoy myself.
Daryl's a nice guy, and people with scars usually have interesting stories.
Yeah. That's something to talk about. There's pizza.
Oh, there's pizza. Booze. Who doesn't love booze?
Yeah. Where was I?
I don't remember. Oh, you would have fun at this party.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been so bad. I would have fit in with the losers, I think.
this does look like a few of our parties.
Yeah.
But you know what? We had fun anyways. But Paula's gonna go get some people.
You know what? No one did meth at our parties.
No, there was no meth at any of our parties.
And Paula runs out to find people. She's going to be back in 19 minutes to beat Josh. So she's kind of driving around with Tommy, trying to find people to invite. And she sees a group of people on the side of the road.
She says something anonymous just got out. And oh, good, they're not drunks, they're gamblers. So they can come to the party.
Which does sound more fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise you just have people, like, sitting around, like, not drinking.
Yeah,
or drinking way too much.
Yeah, there's no balance.
There's no balance.
So we're back at the apartment again, back at the party, and Rebecca's freaking out now and decides to text Josh that the party's canceled. But he walks in the door, like, right as she's sending this message.
Yeah, and then she, like, tries to, like, well, first of all, like, I want to point out that Josh is, like, super into the every theme.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves it. He thinks it's adorable. And then Rebecca, like, tries to, like, block him from, like, coming into the actual party. She's like, let's go
for a walk.
Let's go buy a pack of cigarettes. I smoke.
But Josh, this is the first scene in the show so far, 3 episodes in, 2.5, that I like Josh.
Yeah, Josh is, like,
Josh is, really, like, really cool and, like, super supportive and nice to her and makes her feel so much better. And
yeah.
The rest of the time, most of the show, he's been kind of a dick, kind of trying to hide Rebecca and not being really cool about it.
Yeah, like, this is, like, the first time where I'm like, oh, Josh can be nice. Because he was, like, he, like, pointed out all the great things she's got going on for her.
Kick-ass career girl.
Yeah.
Which is totally true.
It is totally true. Rebecca's awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
I love Rebecca.
Way better than yoga. Kick-ass career girl.
But yeah, and then he, like, actually, like, helps her get people there.
Yeah, because that's what she wants. Even though he was totally cool with the crappy party.
Yeah, he still was willing to be like, hey, yeah.
Yeah, let's make it exciting.
Yeah, let's get a bunch of people over here.
Then the gamblers show up,
and
with
then
Paula.
Paula shows up with the gamblers.
And things start getting exciting, and then I notice that Josh's people show up too.
Yep.
Because now he's introducing them to people he barely knows.
Yep. And then, in between these parts, there's, like, a little scene at home base where, like, Greg, like, crumples up the flyer, and then he smooths it out.
Really conflicted.
Really conflicted. Am I gonna go? Am I not gonna go?
Just brooding at the bar by himself.
Just brooding at the bar by himself. Like a weirdo. Oh, but at the party, Tommy is talking to Heather, the neighbor, who tells him that, you know, being good at school is overrated because, you know, she points to Rebecca and is like, she went to Harvard and she is a mess. I, like, did terrible at school.
Look at her now.
And look at me now. And he's like, and you're, like, super rich and successful now, right? And she's like, nah, but I'm cool. And then Paula was impressed, and she tries to touch Heather's hair. Don't touch people's hair. Don't.
Yeah, I've learned that.
Don't touch people's hair. Boundaries are important. Don't touch people's hair. And Rebecca swallowed her barf.
It was exciting. It was a triumph.
It was a triumph because she almost puked during a kickstand, and then she swallowed her barf. And Daryl smoked meth.
Yeah. And then we don't see him again the rest of the episode.
Like, what happened to Daryl?
But he was having fun. I bet he's still excited about that in the next day. We'll find out.
Yeah,
maybe we won't. I guess I don't know.
He didn't seem too freaked out that he smoked meth. Like,
he was high when he learned this.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like if I, like, was told that I smoked meth, even if I was high on meth, I'd be like, what the fuck, I'm gonna die now. But Daryl's like, I guess I'm gonna go clean something.
Probably nice.
Yeah.
Probably got some chores done around the house.
Like, note to self, at the next party I throw, try to get some meth there.
No.
Somebody will clean my house, Mike!
Well, I'll go to your party anyways, but I won't be happy about the meth. Bring a sword if you have meth there.
God damn it. All right. No meth. I won't even know where to get meth.
But I hope Daryl's okay. And then Mopey Greg shows up.
Mopey Greg shows up, and he says he, like, showed up just to see, like, the disaster that the party was definitely going to be.
It's like some Rebecca-level self-denial there.
Yep. And, they mean flirt a little.
Again.
And then Rebecca's like, yeah, the party's going really well, and then she gazes dreamily at Josh. And then we have a boy band made up of 4 Joshes. We're gonna fix all of Rebecca's problems.
He's a heartthrob and a therapist.
Yeah. Actually, only I did take the time to identify like which one each of the four Joshes was.
Is it NSYNC?
No. I figured out like what they're like per like because you know like every boy band there's like the hot one and the young one.
Yeah, but was
and
it like a parody of a specific boy band?
They were all kind of the same in the late 90s.
I guess. but the high pitched one was like the Justin Timberlake, right?
Here's what they were from left to right. The one on the left with the baseball hat, that's the young one. The second one from the left with the sunglasses on his head and the button down shirt, that was the heartthrob. The one second from the right, that with the bandana, that's the bad boy. And then the one on the end in the bucket hat and like the cement, the overalls with only like one of the strappy things on, that's the funny one. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Everyone cares. Everyone's secretly into boy bands. They just don't want to talk about it.
But just so you know, I did take the time to identify which one each of those guys were.
I still think they were NSYNC.
Well, maybe they were. I don't know.
The outfits are very NSYNC-y.
But they're also very Backstreet Boys-y.
All right, so it's the same thing.
there's not that much difference. Please don't write to us and tell us all the differences between the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Learn so much.
Or you know what? Please do. Please do write to us.
Someone, please. Anyone. But anything, really.
We're desperate for feedback. We're so lonely.
Yeah, I know our link doesn't work, but...
Copy and paste, please. Please. We're sorry. We're sorry it doesn't work. Yeah, you know, we think it might have something to do with the browser we're using. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sorry it doesn't work.
So
this is You Ruin Everything, a podcast where we talk about the show Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
And Backstreet Boys.
And whether hallucinations of Josh Chan are supposed to be representations of the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC, or is it supposed to be 98 degrees? Send us your theories.
So now we're back to the party and reality.
Yep, back to the party and reality.
Do we need to talk about how Josh is a therapist too, and that's kind of weird to have a coach that's a therapist?
No, like she
or is
thinks...
Is that just like a thing?
Well, no, it's not a thing. She had... Sure? Not a thing that I'm aware of, I guess. Okay. Feels like a weird thing to challenge me on.
Challenge.
But like she thinks that like Josh isn't just like somebody she's romantically interested in. Like she sees Josh as this is what's gonna fix me.
Yeah.
This is gonna this make is everything
wrong.
Better.
Well,
yeah.
Josh.
Yeah. That's the point of the song.
He kind of was at the party, you know, he fixed things.
Yeah, but like there's kind of a difference between fixing, you know, psychological issues with abandonment and, you know, helping throw a kick-ass party.
There should be.
there's some, you know, subtle differences.
So we get a text from Valencia.
Yep.
She's back.
Valencia's back. Where's Josh?
Josh ignores the text.
Does not leave.
Josh is in trouble.
Ooh.
We're going to learn something. Prediction corner.
Ooh, we're gonna
Josh
get a prediction.
Intro.
Josh.
A
pre-prediction.
Pre-prediction. Pre-prediction. Josh gets in trouble. Episode 4. And Paul is leaving the party.
Yep. Paul
boops her again.
Boops her again. Which I again missed. Apparently, I am.
You're boop blind.
Boop blindness.
This is kind of like the end of the party. Everyone starts filtering out of there.
Yeah, Paula is wazasted.
Josh talks about how he's like super scared of his girlfriend.
Yeah, but you know, Rebecca says, you know, I faced a fear today and it turned out pretty good. So, Josh and Rebecca are just going to hang out with each other whenever they feel like now.
Whenever. No hiding at all, I'm sure.
Yeah, and so, good job. Advice from Paula.
Yeah, it worked out for her.
Worked out really well. Josh leaves. Hugs.
Oh, yeah. Really big hug there.
Big hug.
I was a little jealous of the hug. I kind of want Josh to hug me like that.
Aww. Maybe someday. Maybe someday we'll go to like some crazy ex-girlfriend fan con, and you can hug.
Josh will be there.
You can hug Vince Rodriguez.
I won't do it though, because I'm too emotionally stunted to actually request a hug from anyone. That would just feel too weird. I wouldn't do it.
Aww.
As much as I would want to. Anyways, exciting to me.
I'm gonna offer you hugs all the time now.
I will take them, and I will. Yeah. Anyways. Moving on.
Anyways, we find out that Greg is still there. And he is, like as drunk as Paula was, he is, so much drunker.
He's kind of hanging out in the stairs and, pondering Rebecca.
Yeah, waxing poetic, one might say, about Josh and Rebecca.
So. Kind of has a lot of insight into Rebecca.
Yeah.
He, sees her for what's really going on. He kind of sees through her, charade where she just pretends everything's just friendly and fun. He sees what's going on.
Yeah, well,
and he's been exposed to a lot more information than pretty much anyone else about Rebecca.
Yeah,
being her beard and all.
He actually, as she's walking him out and offers to get him a ride share and all of that, he's like, you know, you're really starting to fit in here. And when she thanks him, he's like, that's not a compliment. Which, what the hell, Greg?
That's great for you right there.
I just...
Surprising that it makes a boob comment, though.
Yeah, he probably... Yeah. Typical Greg.
But he leaves.
And the next day, or not the next day, probably Monday, because I'm assuming the party was Friday.
So?
Possibly Saturday. Definitely.
I feel like that information was out there. I think it was a Friday.
Probably.
I feel like that was brought up. All
right.
So Friday. So now it's Monday. We're at the school, and Paula confronts the principal, and she's, really giving this speech to him, and we find out Rebecca's kind of feeding her lines from behind the principal's head.
Yeah, she's just got, little cue cards, out.
Keep her on point.
Keep her on point, yeah.
Really helping out.
Paula was really afraid that she was going to forget everything that she wanted to say.
And so Rebecca being really supportive.
And Paula nails it. Tommy gets to stay at his school.
Does a little happy dance.
Yeah, happy dance. Kind of reminiscent of the happy dance that Paula did in the last episode when, Josh showed up to ask Rebecca out for dinner.
For dinner, yeah. It was a lot like that.
Yeah. And then last scene, grown-up Bex is talking to baby Bex. And Rebecca's, grown-up Bex is like... Yeah, you're going to go to Harvard and Yale and,
a publisher and all this stuff. And all Bex wants to know about her boobs.
All she wants to know about her boobs.
Little Bex and Greg would get along, I think.
I almost said something horrible.
And I'm just leave that to everyone's imagination.
I'm immediately grateful that
you caught it before you actually left your mouth.
Did not say it.
Little Bex is really excited about getting boobs.
Yeah, and that's the episode. What'd you think, Mike?
Yeah, I loved it now. As I mentioned at the top of the show, that I'm officially a fan. I'm into it, and we got to increase the frequency of these podcasts. I don't want to wait a whole week to watch another episode. This is going to be too slow. It's going to take forever for me to get caught up on this. And how am I supposed to follow everyone and read all the tweets about it if I don't want to get spoiled?
Oh.
So I'm going to have a really hard time restraining myself from reading everything about it. I'm going to do it. I'm not going to read ahead on anything for the good of the podcast.
We can, when I'm done with summer semester, we can talk about a more frequent recording schedule.
It might be good. Although, I feel like being consistent is good for our many, many followers and listeners to have predictable release dates.
That's a good point. Well, we can discuss it. Probably we shouldn't be discussing it right now.
That's
probably not a thing a professional podcast would do.
Yeah, look us. I'm a huge fan, though.
All right, fantastic. I'm really excited that you love this show.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you would, and I'm really happy that, as usual, I was right.
And you know stuff.
And you know stuff. I'm going to isolate that and make it a ringtone. all right, now it's time for Oh, Honey!
Who goes first? Mary, I can't
remember. Doesn't matter. If you got one, go for it.
I'm giving this one to Rebecca because of all of her fears of throwing parties and overcoming it. And I was really emotionally invested with Rebecca during that process. I relate a lot.
All right. Fantastic. And mine is actually Baby Bex.
Oh, yeah.
Specifically Baby Bex because I, especially as a kid, I tended to, like, blame other people's feelings on things that I had no control over, but, like, blamed myself for them.
Yeah.
And I just really felt for her in the party scene, and also I remember being 12 years old and being like, when am I gonna get boobs? So, alright, and now it is time for I Just Can't With You right now, and this is the person that I just can't with them right now. And for me, it's Scott, because fuck you, Scott, you knew that tablecloth was important. Don't act like you don't know. You knew. You knew you were mad at Paula because she asked you to clean out the cabinet, and you were like, I'm gonna throw out the tablecloth. Fuck you, Scott.
Yeah, I thought we were going to pick the same person. I thought you were going to go with the obvious one, which would be Rebecca's dad, which is mine, because I can't even imagine. It's really sad. So yeah, Rebecca's dad.
Rebecca's dad is asshole. A dick. All right. Guess what time it is now, Mike?
Time for predictions!
Yeah, it's Mike's Prediction Corner. It's a different song every time.
Is it?
I don't know, maybe.
We need to add some, like, official music, I think, to this podcast. Maybe an intro music and a prediction music.
Maybe. I don't know. It seems like a lot of work.
Or we just talk. Whatever. So I think Daryl wakes up in a cardboard box, episode 4.
Episode 4, Daryl wakes up in a cardboard box.
Yes. Prediction 1.
Are there any chips on that prediction?
No chips on that one.
No chips on that one, okay.
All the ones I feel, like, super excited about or strong about, get the chips. But Daryl wakes up in a cardboard box. And, yeah, I just thought of this as I'm thinking about Daryl, but, yeah, I think Daryl is not upset about the meth either. I think he's kind of excited about it.
All right.
It's
a weird thing to be excited about.
Well, I bet he's never done a drug before. That's prediction number 3 about Daryl, and this is kind of his, like, oh, yeah, I did meth. I think he's kind of, like, a little bit proud of it in a weird way. Episode 4. I'll watch it. Paula, I think, at some point, this is not an episode 4 prediction. This is, like, maybe season, like, early season 2 prediction.
Ooh.
But now I think
this is our first non-season 1 prediction.
Yeah, I think in season 2, roles reverse, and Paula's the single one. Rebecca's always given her dating advice. I think the roles flip.
Huh.
And Rebecca will, I don't know who, I mean, this is not a part of the prediction, but Rebecca will be in some sort of relationship with someone. I don't have a prediction on that yet. I don't know if it ends up being with Josh or she meets someone else. I'm not going there yet. I don't have a prediction. But, yeah, Paula single, Rebecca in a relationship, roles reverse.
Hmm. I want to say that it's interesting, but apparently I'm not allowed to say that anymore.
You can say it, because unless it's not interesting.
Well, I think it was an interesting theory. All
right. Doubling down on previous predictions, Josh and Rebecca hooking up before Josh is free of Valencia, and the period sex thing, both, I think, were foreshadowed yet again in episode 3, because Josh, I think, demonstrated a little bit of interest at the party. They were awful close for most of that party. And had his arm around her for a big portion of it, kind of lifting her up in the keg. They were very, very tight during this party. So I think Josh is showing his interest here.
All right, so we've got double chips on that now.
Double. We're so many chips around these things now. and I mentioned earlier in the episode about, you know, Paula's story, and I feel like that's another foreshadowing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's all my predictions. Cut off that awkward silence, please. That's my predictions for episode 3.
All right, fantastic. Well, that is the show. If you like this for some reason,
no.
Give us a 5-star rating and review us on iTunes. If it's 5 stars and it's nice, I'll read it on the show.
4 and it's nice, you'll read it. We'll take anything, folks.
We will take anything. Yeah, you can rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, or Podomatic, or wherever you get your podcasts from. You can find us on Facebook at You Ruin Every Pod. Follow us on Twitter at You Ruin Every Pod, and you can email us at youruineverythingpod@gmail.com. We know the hyperlink doesn't work. We're working on it. And yeah, until next time, we don't have a good way to end the show.
We're going to give you watching advice. Watch the show.
Yeah, watch the show. That's the only advice you should take from us. Watch the show.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.